Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown. I say it every single time I talk to y'all, and every single time it's still true. It's good to talk to y'all, family. Now, this episode is a little bit different. I know for the ones of y'all who have stuck with me these years, you've heard me truck, car, let's see, what else, on the ride, after I got back home. Today, I am coming to you from the comfort, there we go, of my work parking lot. Huh? What you mean, Vince? You mean you talking to me from, yeah, nigga, I'm in the parking lot of my job talking to y'all. I ain't even want to wait till I got back home to talk to y'all. I want to talk to y'all now. Let me be honest, why? Because we built on honesty around here. So let me be honest, why? Truth be told, bro, it was a fuck of a Thursday. I mean, work was just heavy as a motherfucker, man. I'm thankful and I'm blessed that I was able to get out of there at a decent time today. That's why I am able to talk to y'all. And it is still kind of a little bit early. And y'all like, oh my God, like this shit was damn near on time when he posted it. Like, yeah. Because I was able to get out of there at a decent time. But the energy I came in with today was so off and so not like me that I have to tell y'all about it. I came into work feeling terrible today. And not like terrible, like, oh my God, you got corona. Kiss my ass. Nah, I ain't got corona. Terrible, like, I came in, like, as soon as I clocked in, man, I felt trapped. Like, and it's no worse feeling than going to work feeling trapped. And it really made me all day. And I mean all day. Y'all might go, Vince, you bullshitting, but I'm not. It made me all day think about just walking out that motherfucker, man. Now, because in my own mind, my own head, I've learned some techniques to keep me sharp at my music, so I'm always thinking about different things. Even as I'm scanning, even as I'm going through my job, I'm still thinking about music and ways I can improve. And I'm doing mental exercises, I'm doing vocal exercises, and I'm still trying to make sure my skills are as crisp as they need to be, and as crisp as I'm gonna make them, because I'm gonna keep making them sharper and sharper and sharper, you feel me? So I'm still doing things to help better myself. But I know I talk to y'all about this a lot, but you got to understand, this is where I spend the majority of my days. Like, when I got hired here, my boss, Wayne, told me initially, he said, you know, this work ain't going to be too much for you. I said, nah, Wayne, you know, you got to understand, I used to move furniture. This ain't going to be nothing for me. Okay, I understand. Well, you know, you're going to be here for a long time. Some days, you know, you're going to see the walls of this establishment more than you see the walls of your house. And I hope you have a good partner, because you are going to see your partner more than you see your family. And that's very true. So my first partner that I had was a bonehead by the name of Justin. And he know he was boneheaded. If anybody listeners remember Justin, y'all know that boy was boneheaded. Now, he made me want to strangle his ass. Right? I don't really talk about him too much. But shout out my homeboy Justin, man. His mind wasn't always there, and he know it. But he cool, motherfucker, man. I ain't mad at him. And it made me appreciate T-Mon when I started working with T, man. It really did. Because we got so close that it really became more than a team dynamic in terms of the job. Like, that's actually my brother. Like, I go to war for that nigga right now, man. To be honest with you, after I talk to y'all, I might call him to see how he been doing. He been on my mind the past couple days. It's my brother. Right, so to go in there and to feel trapped, and I'm not throwing no shots at my partner now. Like, my partner now, like, we cool. Like, that's my nigga. You know, but some days, gloomy ain't even a word, because you just seeing the same shades of gray. And it ain't 50 of them. I wish it was 50 of them. Mm-mm. Same one. Same monotone shit. If it's darker, it's because it's dirty. That's about it. So to come in here and to feel oppressed You know, I know it's voluntary. I know, but Vince, at least you got a job. All right, we can go down that conversation. We can go down that topic list all you want to. You're not going to win because I ain't really giving a shit what you're saying. So, no, I'm playing. I am. I give a shit. I give a shit. Not when you bitching, moaning, and complaining, and not when you trying to break down my point when I didn't already broke down my point to the level to give it to you. Like, come on now. It don't make no sense. Right? Even you hear me talking to y'all now, I still have a little bit of irritation in my voice. I'm still irritated a little bit. Like, I'm so ready to just go home and just be done with today and just call it a day. You know what I'm saying? Even after I clocked out of work, I'm still ready to just clock out for the day. So, besides the fact that it makes me feel like walking out every day, and I mean it. I mean, it makes me feel like walking out every day. Just in the middle of your job, just, you know, I don't really need to eat for the next month. It makes you consider those decisions. You're like, you know, I think my car could go maybe a month without a payment. I've been on time with my shit. They won't just take it from me. And hell, I done been there before. I tell y'all straight up. Shit, they repoed a car from me 2017. I wanna say 2017. And it might be 18, I'm not sure. I used to have a poster or a little handwritten sign on my wall just to remind me of that day. Just to remind me to continue to work hard, just to help my work ethic grow. But I do remember it was April 27th when that tow truck slowly pulled to my neighborhood at nighttime, creeped around my shit and pulled off. I damn sure do remember that. I remember the feeling I had when I went back upstairs after seeing that. I felt crushed. Don't take my shit, man. I'm just trying to do something with mine. This is before I had my job now and everything. I felt crushed. I was inconsolable at some point because it was like, damn, they really will just come take your shit. And they will. But when you have days in this motherfucker like that, you be thinking like, they not going to just come take it after 1 month. Because it's so much fuck this place in my stomach. It just sits there and churns every morning when I know I gotta wake up and go to work. I think everybody get that same little feeling about their jobs. I hope it's some people out there who do love their jobs that much. And I know for a fact I'm gonna be right with you there one day. And it's gonna make me look back on these days, and I'm gonna appreciate these days, man. I'm gonna learn some lessons from these days. I'm gonna say I mature from these days. I'm gonna say these days help me grow. But fuck these days right now, man. That's not the point. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I need to find something else. That's how I started to feel for it, nigga, man. But besides the fact that I feel like walking out every time I'm in this motherfucker, I am so ecstatic to be free and finally be off work. And finally be able to talk to y'all. And finally see the goddamn sun before it goes down. And finally sit in my car and have some air conditioning where I'm not just sweating against my will, you know. I'm happy to finally be free. But it does make me wonder, though. In the name of freedom, what the fuck is my next stimulus check? I heard that Congress was supposed to go vote. Y'all was supposed to have a conversation. Some bills were supposed to be introduced. And then more money was supposed to be on the way. I ain't heard nothing about this money yet. I ain't get no notifications. I didn't see anything on NBC News. My grandmother didn't come whisper in my ear and say, hey, you getting a check? Nothing. Nothing. So not only did you niggas hand out about $6,000-$7,000 for unemployment while I was working my ass off for about $3,000-$4,000. Now you stalling the mo money. Hey, man, listen. The essential workers of this country would love just a little leg up. That's it. Just a little leg up. But you say, hey, nigga, y'all got the jobs right now, though. What the fuck does that mean? You sat at home and made more money than me. So we wouldn't mind having a little leg up. That's all. I'm just wondering where my stimulus check at. But I guess you really don't know no more, because ain't the presidential campaign starting to heat up? Like, I saw Joe Biden pick Kamala Harris to be his running mate the other day. I said, oh, wow. To tell you the truth, I like that move. You know, a stimulus check aside, whether they send me more money, hashtag please send me more money. I think that's a great move. I would love to personally see a black woman be vice president of this country. Now, you go, well, Vince, what do you know about Kamala Harris? This is why my comments are gonna start to get a little shallow right here. Because not much. I know what? Senator from California? I know that. I know she's got a lot of support and backing going into this. I know that the look of a black woman as vice president will be a dope-ass look for, one, this country, and two, black women all over the world. That's just what it is. But as far as what do I know about policies and which way she be leaning, I know Democrat, but you can't really trust that whole political party system no more. Like, you can say Democrat all you want, but all the Democrats' views don't really line up. You can say Republican all you want, and all the Republican views don't necessarily line up. So I know she leaned Democrat, but I don't know what she really stands for. I don't know what she's trying to legalize. I don't know what she's trying to make illegal. I got to look into it. They say, Vince, well, how you going to make an informed decision if you just going to go out there and vote? Well, I don't want to just use the Obama method, but she is black. Now, we can talk about that later, but so make sure you read up. But, I mean, you know, and I'm not voting for Trump. I'm also, I don't know, shout out to my cousin Juwan, because, I mean, I might got to vote for Kanye. If Kanye on the ballot, I might got to, Mr. Words, President Words, I might got to make the move. That's just for my friends and everything like that. They are way more educated at these topics than I am. I just love joking how Kanye could be president. I told y'all, I thought Trump running was going to be a joke. I thought we was all playing when they was like, oh, Donald Trump going to be president. Shit, you lying. TV star Donald Trump? Broke nigga turned billionaire Donald Trump? Really? Same over here. You're fired. That same Donald Trump was... Nah, you playing. Nope, not at all. So if that's not telling you that anything is possible in this country, anything is possible in this country. All you gotta do is work for it. All you gotta do is have the right support. Sometimes it ain't always about what you know. It could be about who you know. And if you don't know nobody, you better know who on the fucking money. That's all I know. And you better have enough who's to give to the who's, you feel me? Anything can happen in this country. If you wanted to run for president today, I guarantee you could. Depending on your platform, hell, I might vote for you. But all I know is this. And you can say, Vince, you a hypocritical motherfucker. You just said you don't know policies and shit. So how can you even say this? Doesn't matter. I'm still not voting for Trump. You can kiss my ass. I'm not doing it. I may not know policies and shit, but I know what the fuck I've been living through for the past 4 years. Ain't happening. Ain't happening. We ain't gonna do it. Yep, not today. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. I'm not doing it. So if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are on the ballot, then 9 times out of 10, my vote will go towards Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I have gotten to experience Joe Biden as my vice president before. He seemed like a pretty cool vice president. There have been a couple remarks and a couple accusations that have came out about Joe ever since then, but I haven't really done the reading. I've been focused on other areas in my life. I'm not gonna lie to you. But Joe Biden Kamala Harris over Donald Trump. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. Now, I'm not going to hold y'all up for too long. And like I said, I am still in my work parking lot. I'm not going nowhere until I finish talking to y'all. And I want to finish talking to y'all first. In the air of politics, I've been seeing a lot of new things on my timeline. I guess I can't call them new, but they've been popping up more and more, more frequently on my timeline. So I've seen a lot of Save Our Children posts. Now I know somebody booty hole just clenched up real fast, like, what this motherfucker gonna say about the children? Nothing. I'm not gonna say nothing about Save Our Children except Save Our Children. I don't agree with pedophiles either. I don't agree with pedophilia either. I don't agree that they trying to make pedophilia this whole, accepted type thing. I understand and I get where they're coming from with it, but this shit still ain't right, right? Now, as far as Save Our Children go, only thing I know about that was what I saw from the Epstein documentary. That's all I saw. I saw Epstein on Netflix just like y'all saw Epstein on Netflix. That's as far as I really know. That's it. As far as I've seen. And of course you hear the accusations and speculations about what could be happening here and about what Wayfair was probably doing and about when they find kids in the containers at the shipping ports. And yes, Save Our Children. Stop letting shit happen to these kids. Parents, if you are just shuffling your kids out or neglecting your kids, or just stop. Stop with all that shit, man. Listen, these kids got to grow up. These kids are literally the future. It's like you're looking at a plant growing. If you want your plant to grow up strong and healthy and have a beautiful garden, you kind of got to take care of that plant. Kids the same way. You kind of got to take care of them kids. If you want this, if the United States is our garden and you keep fucking up the plants, you're going to fuck up the garden. Raise these plants right, man. Raise these kids right. I ain't even got no kids yet. Thank God. And I hope we keep it that way for a long while longer. But still, man, I love the kids, man. You know, Vince love the kids. Vince love the kids. Love the kids, man. You know, and we can't be corrupting these children and shit. And I know the internet and TV does a great job of that already. But, man, stop trafficking these kids, man. Stop trafficking these humans, man. That shit's wrong. Just putting kids in the sex slavery and shit. Like, that shit's not cool, bro. Like, even the thought of that shit get me tight, man. That shit get me hot. But it's like, man, fuck them niggas, man. You know, I keep seeing, hunt down and kill your local pedophile. I wouldn't necessarily agree with murder, but keep an eye on that motherfucker. Make sure he ain't doing nothing suspicious. He don't get that privacy no more. He don't get to just go behind closed doors. Nah, nigga, open that fucking door. That shit don't happen. Now, I'm not condoning murder, but if he doing some shit, God might want to talk to him. How he gonna get there? You might gotta give him a ride. Make sure he get his ride. That's all I'm saying. Save Our Children, man. I know for a fact y'all listen to me now. Some of y'all are on board, and I'm listening to myself talking. I'm like, man, I need to know more facts. I need to read a little more about what's been going on and the suspected names and about what's really going down and about Pizzagate. Like, yeah, you can go read about Pizzagate. That's some wild shit, too. I did my reading on that, and I got to go reread about that shit, but you can go look up Pizzagate and... Now they putting Pizzagate shirts in Walmarts and Targets and acting like it's cute and shit. I don't think y'all understand how broad and wide and mainstream this issue really could get. I don't even want to go into the whole thing. But understand the Save Our Children movement is real. Like I said, I gotta do my more research, but definitely Save Our Children, y'all. Like, stop fucking around by these kids. Stop fucking with these kids, man. Raise these kids right. Support these kids. Show these kids. Teach these kids. You know, make sure these kids have another way to think. Teach them about new options. Teach them about the things you fucked up in your life. Teach them lessons. Show these kids a better way that they can go. I appreciate y'all listening to me, family. I hope we can all come together. I hope it's all love between y'all and y'all kids. I hope y'all ain't out trying to strangle nobody. Listen, if you got a pedophile living next to you, like I said, just keep an eye on that motherfucker. Make sure ain't no crazy, funny shit going down. If he need a ride to go see God, get him a bus pass. Let him know. I'm going to talk to y'all next week, family. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me. Another edition of the Vince Brown Show. I honestly, truly can't thank y'all enough for listening to me, because I truly appreciate it. Like I said last week, I know I don't advertise the podcast as much as I used to. I might do it like one day. It's still on Thursdays and everything. But for the people who tune in and still listen to me, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I support y'all, and I appreciate y'all supporting me. We're going to make it, family. I got music and new content for y'all all over the place. Just give me some time. I'm going to talk to y'all next week, family. Like I said, I love y'all, man. Y'all be safe out there. Peace.